Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yesterday, we heard a story from Kennedy while she was traveling over the holidays in Thailand, a story that was mortifying when she found herself at a very large dinner, normally reserved for 30, 40, 50 people, and found out that she had the whole place to herself.
Sure did.
If you've not seen that video, it is fantastic. I was in Lana's shop yesterday, and we were all watching.
Were you?
It was like
You're
four
welcome.
Or five of us standing around just watching that video.
I'm so glad I could be there for you.
It's go to Mix1041's Instagram or Facebook page. But another event that happened while you were traveling, I don't know if it's mortifying or just flat out disgusting. I think more disgusting than anything.
It's all the same. It's just gross. I don't understand it.
So what did you see?
So it was on one of my flights, and the guy next to me starts biting his fingernails. And like, you know, I put headphones on. Like, I try and zone out. You know, I try and whatever everybody's going to do, I try not to let it affect me because it's going to be a long flight. Mm-hmm. And I want to stay zen.
18-hour flight in your case.
I just want to be zen. But he started biting his fingernails. And I just don't know that there's a sound that I dislike more than biting fingernails. But there's on that. But then he would bite them and then spit them on the floor. All 10.
Well, you can't do a couple. Then
and then he had to go
nails.
Back, you know, because they're scraggly, because you bit them instead of filing them or what have you.
Did you say anything?
No.
How close were you to this gentleman?
Next to him.
Oh, directly next to this
Correct.
Guy.
Correct.
What was the sound again?
Right on the floor where, like, the walkway in between the aisles,
like
that people
where
are going
where
through?
His feet are, right? That
oh,
I will
okay.
have to walk through if I have to go to the bathroom. Do you think you're at home, sir? I don't understand
Gross.
What it is with people who get on airplanes and believe that they're the only person on the airplane.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I get it. Sometimes when I have my headphones on, I'm reading or whatever, mm-hmm. I kind of get lost and forget that I'm amongst people because
right.
I've drowned myself out on purpose. But like, you know, the story that Latoya told this morning, you know, I got in a fight with my girlfriend, so I'm going to open up the emergency exit door.
Right.
Dummy. And just the things that people do, taking off their shoes.
That's
and taking
awful.
Off their whatevers and not and walking to the bathroom barefoot. What's wrong with you?
I'm
going to
sound old here. I'm going to show my age a little bit. But it used to be when I was young and you traveled, it was almost special. And you got dressed up and you acted a certain way. And now we just don't care anymore.
It's like getting on the bus. It's no big deal.
Right. We just.
And that's fine.
We act like we're in our living room instead of traveling on transportation
well, that's also
across the country
the
or the world.
The airlines treat us like we're cattle in the sky. They don't make it a very special experience.
That might be it, too.
Well, depends on who you fly, Dan. Yeah. I'm going to tell you, I felt like a princess. But in any event.
Airplane etiquette is so important because it's a tiny shared space that you're in for hours. And there's certain rules you follow. Like the middle seat gets the both armrests.
They sure do.
Because that's the crappy
what?
Seat.
That's,
oh, 100%.
Yeah, if you, gets window and aisle are better seats. If you're middle, you get both armrests. That's an airplane etiquette rule.
I did not know that one
until today. Full stop.
I never sit center, so I wouldn't have known that.
Yeah, but if you're starting to knock someone else's elbow off the right side or the left side,
No, I always use, like, I go for aisle because I'm tall. So
yeah, you need the leg room.
Yeah, I'm always using the left one. I'm never trying to take the right one, but I didn't realize that was the etiquette that you get both.
100%. Mm-hmm.
All right, 617-655-1234. By the way, we have a new phone number, 617-655-1234. You can call or text that number. You want to talk some etiquette, Kennedy? You want to talk about the crazy things that people see on airplanes?
I would love to. I just feel like all of them are easily fixable. Like, you're a grown-ass human. You don't take off your shoes and be barefooted in an airplane.
You don't blow your cuticles all over the ground.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't stay in the bathroom for an hour and a half because you're doing your hair and makeup.
Did you just keep your eyes straight the whole time he was doing it?
Yeah, I don't know what to do.
Sal changed the number, so listen high. 617-655-1234. Call the old one. We won't answer no more.
All right, again, 617-655-1234. Yes, we have a new phone number. We're going to see how these new phones work since Sal is doing it on the cheap now. I think it's going to sound like walkie-talkies, Dan.
New phone, who dis? Still mix.
It's Carson and Kennedy, Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping. Stamps.com will simplify your postage needs and add valuable time back into your workday so you have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off UPS and USPS. Send invoices, checks, certified mail, packages, and anything else you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. If you sell online, connecting with every major marketplace and shopping cart is easy. Plus, you can schedule package pickups through their dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers with Stamps.com's Rate Advisor. Add more flexibility to your workday with Stamps.com. Go to Stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's Stamps.com/program.